My name is Serena Perchak, and I'm a person of mixed ancestry. So I'm Irish, Ukrainian, and Métis. I am a land-based educator with an organization called White Owl Native Ancestry Association, and a member of the Wasauktoowinawak Urban Indigenous Garden Collective, which is, the tea garden is one of the spaces that we look after. Right now I'm facing our newest bed. There's lots of chamomile that we planted this year and some other native plant species. We just added this past fall. Prior to that, to the right of this garden bed is our more established garden bed that's been here since 2018. We also added a little seating area in the back there for teaching opportunities. The first time I ever came to the tea garden was before I even worked with this organization, and it was when I was in my undergrad degree here at Guelph as well. And I came to participate in a medicine walk that the organization was running with a Haudenosaunee knowledge holder. And I didn't know where it was. And I was running around with somebody who was coming to the medicine walk with me. So we had to call somebody who was already there to like guide us. But I remember I came around this corner and Kim, my current supervisor, who I'd never met before, was standing there because she was a part of the collective at that time. And that was the very first time that I met her. And it was the first time that I came into relationship with this space, but also the organization that has allowed me to continue to work with this space. This is also one of the first places that I taught about some of these medicines and teas that are growing here. Last academic year, I partnered with a prof here in the sociology department who was doing a land-based pedagogy project, Gigi Voorhees. And she had asked me if I would take her students onto the land and facilitate some learning around place and space creation and connecting to the land and learning from the land. So I took students here and I taught them about what each plant was and how you use them and how you can be in deeper relationship with them. But through that process, I learned a lot too. In teaching others, I still learn. And so this is a space of learning for a lot of people, including myself. But I try to take what I learn in it and share it with others. So whenever I can have people here, I like to. The overall narrative that I wanted to share about the tea garden is that it's a space of beginnings for me. Indigenous identity is so intimately connected to land. And I mean capital L land. So I think, you know, the physical space, but also all of the plants, animals, you know, wind, water, air, that and beings that kind of traverse that space. But, because we're so intimately connected to that, we need places to do this.